How Our Friends Bring Us to Life, April 10th, 2013. The word friend is a derivative of the verb phreon, which means to love. A friend is a person, and a friend is a verb. When our friends are a verb, they have the power to bring us to life. This is how. My 3-year-old daughter is growing quickly. Recently, while helping her put on a pair of jeans, her waistband strained mightily. I asked her if she would like me to loosen it. She looked at me with puzzlement and asked, "Why?" So I found the adjustable stretchy strap inside the waistband and loosened it several notches. I looked at her and asked, "Better?" This time she looked at me with awe, and she sighed, "Oh my, that's a lot of better." My daughter didn't know how comfortable her pants were supposed to feel, because when dis-ease sets in like a slowly dripping faucet, we don't notice it. We unconsciously adapt to it. And I think many of us have had our hearts steadily, quietly flooded by the almost imperceptible drip-drip of disinterest. The power of disinterest. Parents, teachers, and other authority figures serve many functions in the lives of children, but perhaps the most important function is to be engaged, to show a deep and abiding interest in the children they've been given to lead. When engagement is replaced by actual or apparent disinterest, it has the power to cheapen anything in the heart of a child. When an elementary school boy meets his father at the door to share the exciting fact he learned at that day's science fair, only to be brushed off with a grumble about a long day at work, a drip of disinterest has cheapened his little heart, and he doesn't even know it. When the preschool boy clamors for a parent to look at his Lego fortress and the parent absently says, "Just a minute," while tapping out a message on a smartphone, a drip of disinterest has cheapened his little heart, and he doesn't even know it. When the toddler girl asks her father to look at the tiara she is wearing, and instead of beholding her like a princess, he says, "That's nice, cutie," and then returns his attention to the morning paper, a drip of disinterest has cheapened her little heart, and she doesn't even know it. So how do I know it? Because I'm that father, and at some point most of us have been those kids. As children, the people we loved were like gods to us, but the cracked, tender reality is they weren't gods. They were human. Even the most attentive of parents succumbs to disinterest. And to be honest, let's thank God they do. A generation raised with perfect attentiveness would probably be a generation of little dictators. It's good to be reminded we aren't the center of the universe every once in a while. But when moments of disinterest are not adequately balanced by something else, we more quickly and deeply decide our little hearts are unworthy of love and belonging, and we don't even know it. But what does all of this have to do with friendship? Friends have the power to make us feel worthy again. What Jack Frost knows about friendship. The film Rise of the Guardians is the coming-of-age story of Jack Frost. The cast of characters includes Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Mr. Sandman. They represent the guardians of childhood. But here's the catch. They only remain real, tangible, embodied beings if children believe in them. And the kids of the world don't believe in Jack Frost. He walks amongst them, invisible, disembodied, searching for a meaningful existence. With one exception, one child who stubbornly believes in the guardians. While Jack struggles to believe in himself, the child stubbornly believes in Jack, and the child's belief literally brings Jack into material existence. One person believed in him, and it brought him to life. We're all big kids now, and I think many of us still walk through this world feeling a little bit invisible, a little intangible. Many of us are desperate for just one person to believe in us, because the opposite of disinterest is not interest, it's belief. Friendship is a verb. A reader recently lamented her hopelessness about the kind of drive-through friendships she experiences in her world. I think she was lamenting the disinterest and disengagement that characterize much of what we call friendship in a world of social media. I think she was saying, it's time to reclaim the word friend. I think she was saying, I have friends who are people, but I need friends who are verbs. I think she was saying, I have friends who drive through me, but I need friends who drive love into me. I think we all need friends like that. And I think we have to be careful about settling for anything less. Because every one of us is worthy of a friend who can look us in the eye and say to us, I believe in you. Because when we say we believe in someone, we are saying, I think you matter, and I think your story matters. It's all heading somewhere, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be there when you discover your center and your purpose, because it is going to be brilliant. We are saying, your journey is going to be messy, but I freely choose to get sloppy with you, and then we'll clean each other off and find a better way, together. We're saying, I am a friend, but even more, I want to give you friendship. The same reader said it would be easier to not hope for this kind of friendship, and I agree. Seeking this kind of friendship, waiting for it patiently, taking risks to nurture it, wondering if it even exists, can be a scary and painful experience. But it does exist. It's out there. And when you find it, you will know it. Because you will feel visible. You will feel tangible. You will feel worthy. In the words of a little girl, you will feel, sigh, a lot of better. I dedicate this post to all of the friends who have believed in me along the way. Your love brings me to life. I hope I bring you to life just a little as well. If you have a friend you believe in and you want to let them know, or a friend who has believed in you that you want to thank, share this post with them. Let them know their story matters.